Good morning. It's C-SPAN, and welcome to the weekly roundtable call. This week we have a very important guest and a special guest, the Weasel Shaker for F3 Nation. And so I know Slaughter isn't going to brag about himself, but for those guys who've been around the Charlotte area, or he and I worked on a lot of expansion a few years ago. Obviously, he's a high-impact man for F3 Nation, and now he's in a role where hopefully he can help steer the ship and drive it forward. Couple things I'm going to brag on Slaughter about. This is a guy that's passion is for guys who are in a bad situation. And if you've done any of the Charlotte men's workouts, he really rallied the troops and got a lot of guys involved in the men's shelter workouts that obviously we're impacting more men than just the guys who show up at workouts. There's guys at the shelter who have never had the kind of guidance or mentorship that's provided by F3 Nation. Slaughter's been, he'll defer that he's not the only guy that's made a difference there, but he's a guy that's helped guide those workouts. Next thing is, like I said, he's been very involved with the expansion across F3 Nation and done a great job with, the give to give and getting involved with other regions. I think today he's got a story to tell you where he worked out this morning, but he's another one that as he travels, he makes sure he gets in the workout and gets to spend time with people across the men across F3 Nation. So the last thing I'll say about Slaughter, he's a fun guy to work out with. And I think when you, as we start talking about how you can emulate high impact men across F3 Nation, when he shows up to workout, it has a different flavor, has a different feel than when he's not there. And so as you're trying to emulate, you want to be one of those guys that when people notice you, when you're not at a workout. So I'm going to get out of his way. He's got a bunch of topics we're going to cover today on the roundtable. But sit back, take some notes, and Slaughter, I'm just the floor is yours, buddy.
Well, thanks, T-Span. I appreciate it. I miss you. Now that you're in the wicked Northeast, you feel further away. It's different now.
Yeah, it's different that it's like a plane ride rather than 17 minutes down 77, right?
A great disturbance in the force is all I can say.
All right, gotcha, bro.
But I hope you get things going in Philly pretty soon. I know that you will. I think there's a lot of guys up there that would absolutely love it. My job is the Weasel Shaker, and the number one question people ask me is, what the hell is that? And it's a good question. I don't know. The best way I can describe it is the chief operating officer of the F3 Nation, keeping the trains running on time and doing a lot of background stuff. One of the challenges with F3 is, the 43 feet concept. You know, these guys, there's been a lot of people just kind of building this thing as it's gone. So everything from finances to the legal structure to lots of other, behind the scenes requirements, they look kind of like a Frankenstein house that's been added onto 15 different times. So one of the things that I'm going to talk about is what we're doing to try to make that into a new modern sleek building and make it more efficient and useful for the people across the nation. So that's what I do. Partially. We got, I guess I'll just go through the setup first. There's an executive group of the F3 Nation. These are five guys that are kind of the last say in whatever it is that comes up, chief strategists and everything else. With the Starfish structure, we're not top down. We're not sitting in a room somewhere thinking about what F3 is going to do next. We are mostly trying to provide tools, experience, some strength and hope for the folks across the country that are just getting into this thing or trying new things. And we're trying to be the kind of central connection point for ideas that people might have that somebody else might have already had to make that growth seem more efficient. So those five people are Dread, myself, AP, Crotch Rocket, and Dark Helmet. And we talk a lot on Slack, email, text, way too many formats. And there's a lot of stuff that comes kind of across our computers that we have to decide on. And with this change that's been occurring from leap-heavy stuff to what we're trying to move towards leadership and culture heavy, it's changing a lot of the help that we need from people across the nation in different roles. So I'll kind of go, I guess I'll go next through what each of those five people I just named do. If anybody who's listening to this doesn't know what Dredd does, you soon will. He is the figurehead. He is the Nantan. He is the spiritual leader of the nation. He's, I guess, what you'd call the CEO. He's definitely the face and certainly the voice of what we do. But he's also behind, as far as I can tell, one of the largest movements in our country. So he knows his stuff. He knows men. He knows really well. So he spends a lot of time pontificating on what he thinks that's going to continue to take. Below him are all the nuts and bolts. Of course, you have me that takes the visionary stuff and tries to mold that into the train schedules and the nuts and the bolts that gets all this going. You've got AP, who lives in the Puget Sound area on the West Coast. He is the Q of business and finance administration. So he is in charge of everything legal, which mostly revolves around our brand and brand protection. Everything that has to do with money, you know, we do have some expenses, legal, accounting, that type of thing. He deals a lot with IT, the nation website, Slack, those types of things. And like one of his big projects right now is the map of the nation. We're trying to consolidate everybody's locations, and hopefully all of our different regional websites will have a link or access to the same map, so you don't just go on a website and see where those areas are. You can see everything across the country, and we're trying to keep up with the expansion and keep it current. So that's what AP does. I think everybody probably knows what Crotch Rocket does, expansion and leap. That's his thing. That's what he lives and breathes. So the formal leap into brand new large cities where we're nowhere near, that's what he does. Right now, he is working on Denver, Detroit, Philly, just did Mobile, Alabama. Kansas City is going to be coming up soon. So he does that, and he does it basically twice a year. So that's what's on the docket now. Denver, Detroit, Philly. Just did Mobile, and then Kansas City. Next, we have Dark Helmet, who is the Q of culture. And I think you heard me talk about kind of a little bit of a switch from being almost purely leap-driven to culture, education, leadership-driven. And you may have heard me on, I guess, your call and some other formats recently. That's one of my personal goals. And I always give the example of Charlotte. You know, we started way back when, and for the longest time, guys were pretty much just going to workouts. They're showing up, they were exercising, then they kind of started meeting for beer on Wednesday evenings. And after a bunch of years, that's when we really got engaged in the community. Some of the things you mentioned, C-SPAN, we started with the Q-Source. There's some local meetings about that on Sundays, those types of things. Well, I want to help regions avoid those middle years, I don't want to say of inactivity, but of just workouts. We want to provide people with the tools so just as soon as a region gets started, they can jump right into developing their own leaders, their own leadership style, and interacting and improving what's happening in the community. So that's a lot of what Dark Helmet does, and specifically how he's going to do that. Italian Job is the queue of troubadours, and that's where we want to send a representative of the nation to different regions all throughout the country to just interact. We want the troubadour to show up and see what a region's doing and see what they got going on, see what kind of questions they have, make sure we kind of take those ideas and catalog them, connect them to people in different parts of the countries who have already done that, already have some ideas on how that occurs, and make sure the regions, you know, are adhering to the core principles and see what kind of questions that they have. We think that'd be useful. He's also got C-SPAN, of course, working under Dark Helmet as the Q of education, which includes GrowRucks, that Bono is the Q of, and that also will include GrowSpool, and that's going to include QSource. Stinger is the Q of QSource, and that's going to, of course, include creating an actual printed textbook, a manifesto that Dredd is writing that includes QSource, which is an in-depth leadership theory and some specifics on how to develop men in organizations into better leaders. He also is in charge of Dark Helmet Lexicon, anything that helps build our culture, our specific F3 culture and the way that we do things. And part of what he and everybody else is trying to do is to put together playbooks, things that can be replicated. So, for example, I mentioned the QSource that Charlotte has and a couple of other regions do. They meet on Sunday mornings, and they go through some points in the QSource and talk about leadership and different things. We want to help put together a playbook so that other regions can get that and say, oh, well, this is how we do that. You know, you take this and do that and get these many guys, and does a discussion format work better? Does a teaching format work better? Those types of things. So that's what he does. And then lastly, he's not part of the executive group, but we're creating a new functional area of F3 Nation, which is really poignant right now, and that is disaster recovery. We've got Borland in Raleigh, who is the Q of DR, and what he's doing right now, he was responding to Florence. Now he's working on seeing what's happened down in the panhandle for Michael that just passed through. And what we want to do is take best practices from all these different storms and floods that we've had in Columbia and Houston and lots in Florence and lots of different places, put together resources, hopefully pull some money so that we're at the ready, you know, and we may end up having, you know, some things like trailers and supplies that can travel the country when needed. But most importantly, he wants to put together these same kind of playbooks so when there's a need somewhere in this country, we can provide people with, hey, this is how it's been done in the past. These are the resources available to you. This is how you get help to the people in your area that need it. So that's a brand new thing that we're working on now, and it's going pretty well so far. There's been a lot of good things happening in Cape Fear and Puerto Rico that I think everybody's been hearing about. So that's kind of what's going on, C-SPAN, in a nutshell. And I'll talk about one more thing. This Troubadour function that we've got underneath the culture building that Dark Helmet's doing. I get to travel around a ton for work and whatever reasons. This morning I worked out in Leland with the Wilmington guys. In the past week I've been in Charlottesville, worked out with those guys. I've been in Washington, North Carolina, worked out with those guys. In Raleigh, worked out with some of those guys. And it's just always amazing to me to just see guys that are doing some things the exact same, but there's always something different. You know, the focus this morning was, of course, on this disaster recovery from Florence. These guys are talking about it. They've got shirts they're wearing for the Florence disaster recovery. They're meeting after the workouts on Saturday and going to help people. You know, when I was in Charlottesville, smaller group, kind of getting their, still getting the feet under them. They're just excited to get together and work out and get some of their friends going. So there's a lot to be learned. You know, the exercises is kind of the low-hanging fruit, but just to see what other kind of guys are involved, how they're going about recruiting people, how they're going about communicating with each other, because it's different. Some people do it Slack. Some people do it through their website. Some people do it through Twitter. Some do it just through email. There's a lot to learn, and I just meet so many great people. And most of them don't know who I am. I just like kind of being there and observing and meeting some folks and then letting them know that, hey, if you ever need anything the nation can provide you with, we've got some tools and some support things that we're developing to help you get where you need to be. I'm going to take a breather, C-SPAN. What do you think?
Yeah, that was a great recap, because I think one thing is everybody understands that, you know, we meet in the morning at 5:15 and get after it, but there's all this other stuff going on. I always tell everybody, if somebody 6 years ago to walk up to me and said, you know, the easiest thing to manage is a bunch of men showing up at 5:15 and doing PT, I would have said, well, I've been doing that in the Marine Corps. That's the easiest thing to manage. It's the exact opposite. So I appreciate you doing the recap, kind of giving everybody's roles, because I think, you know, if somebody's D2X falls under something, you know, if your D2X really revolves around expansion, then try and align yourself with Crotch Rocket. Slaughter gave a good recap there. You know, if you're an accountant and you got some kind of finance background and you got some capacity to take something on, ping AP and say, hey, I've got some capacity. Would you need help with anything? Men across the nation, the way they got involved, and I'll use Slaughter as an example. The way we got involved the first round was they didn't have enough people to queue. We were both, Slaughter is definitely a different level of first F than I am, but we were first F guys that they just needed help doing expansion. And so we just jumped in to help. If you listen to this call today and you say, hey, I like finance, I like IT, I like whatever, you can align yourself with one of those men and say, hey, I've got some capacity. Where do you need help at? This troubadour role kind of encompasses all that, because you, with a troubadour role, you're going to be able to cover your first, your second, and your third F, kind of do an evaluation of all three, right? And that's, I'm going to hand it back to you and say, that troubadour role is really going to be, you kind of crash land and you can go to a first F event, a second F event, a third F event, and kind of really see where the group's at, right, or where the region's at.
Yeah, no, I mean, absolutely. This thing just kind of comes together. It's come together through the nation, but each individual region has their own identity. They've got their own unique geography, weather, type of folks. We're largely the same demographic, but there's unique needs, there's unique wants, and we're not, of course, you've heard, we're not a group that trains leaders. We're not a group that has, we're a group of leaders. But I was in Charlotte not too long ago, and I was handing over the reins to Fortitude, which is what we do at the men's homeless shelter. And Marandona was coming to the workouts, and he's a younger guy, and he came to me and my co-Q and sat down and said, hey, I want to be involved. I want to make a difference. What do I do? Kind of like you and I were talking about, C-SPAN, you take for granted what you know. But I mean, how many guys like that are there in the nation that they're excited and they're here, younger guys or whatever, and they don't know what to do next. They're excited about life and their fitness and the guys they're meeting and the community they're now interacting with. But, so we want to be able to provide that answer. Now what? What do I do? How do I do it? That's an important answer to be able to provide to people who are all of a sudden pretty psyched about life and ready to make a difference. And that's the kind of thing we want to identify. That's the kind of answer we want to be able to give people. And like I said, it's going to be unique to some degree, but there's going to be some similarities, like starting to work out at a men's homeless shelter. Well, there's other people that are doing that. Myrtle Beach is doing that. And there's been a lot of ideas that have been shared about how best to do that so that they can get from inception to success as efficiently as possible. And I think that's important, because spend as much of your energy on the actual activity, not trying to figure out how to get where you're going.
Well, let's talk about this. I know you've got a lot going on in your role as much, because you kind of have the all-encompassing. If it doesn't fit under somebody else's umbrella, you get it.
Yep.
If somebody had interest to help you, how would they get a hold of you? Like, can we get your contact information or how you like to be contacted? Let's get that out.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, there's three ways. There's my email address, slaughter@f3nation.com. I'm on Twitter at slaughterf3. My cell number is 704-526-5133. And, if you don't know, contact me. Eventually on the website, we're going to put a kind of an organizational chart, really a delineation of responsibilities, so that people can get to the person who can best answer their question as efficiently as possible. And things won't always fit, but in the meantime, reach out to me, even if you just want to talk about something that's going on, if you've got a concern about something, we're happy to talk. That's for sure.
Yes, I was going to say, nobody ever told me that we didn't end up in a men's workout group where they actually talk after the workouts. I'm used to showing up at a workout and then running to my car and jumping in. Best part about F3 is now we have some friends we can actually have somebody to talk to. And especially, I think you did a nice job of recapping. Once we get people men recharged for life, and hopefully that's pouring over to their family life and everybody else is noticing, but now we find some opportunities for them to serve. I think, part of the way the structure is right now is we're going to try and help you. If you get recharged and you're helping out in your region, there's some good roundtable calls in the past that Dark Helmet and I did about kind of talking about you get recharged, you start queuing workouts, and you just work your way up. Eventually, maybe you're doing some kind of leadership role in your region. When you're looking to make that next step, you want to start helping the nation. The group that's set up now, the way the panel or the board is set up is, if your D2X falls underneath one of those people, you just need a volunteer, and we'll try and find some work for you. There's opportunities everywhere, and you can start with Slaughter, or you can start with one of the other men that align with your D2X. But Slaughter, I appreciate you being on the call. I'm going to get out of the way and let you do some final comments, and then we'll wrap it up. So what do you got?
So here's,
what else you got to talk about today?
So here's my advice for everyone. I was reminded of this morning. When I was in Wilmington at the Leland workout, somebody brought their 2.0. He's 6 years old, and he got nicknamed Sonic after, I think, a video game or a cartoon or something. So anyway, we're doing Ring of Fire, which is everybody's doing holding 6 inches and then taking turns doing scissor kicks. Well, I don't know. I guess they had a sale on beans last night somewhere in Wilmington, so there was men noises happening, and we're doing what we do in the mornings and making jokes and everything, and I could tell this kid, this 2.0, he's like, hey, wait a second, these guys are just like me, these aren't dads, they're adults. So my advice, and I think the best gift of F3, is don't take yourself too seriously. If it's pouring down rain and it's warm out, I suggest that you go to a workout. There is absolutely nothing like running around in the rain, splashing in puddles, because we got to be adults all day long. We're responsible for a lot. People look up to us. We got to walk through this world with our head held high, no matter what we might be going through. But for that 45 minutes or hour in the morning, we can act like little kids again. We can kind of let all that go and just be boys and fart and burp and make jokes about people's asses. And I think that's a great thing, and I think that's important. And don't forget it. I mean, it's just too easy to take ourselves too seriously. So that little kid taught me something this morning, that what we do at F3 is pretty important, because then we got to go home and shower and be a dad and or be a boss, be an employee, whatever we got to do. But I think that's sacred time for us to act like little kids for a little while every day. Let our guards down.
I'm going to give you an amen on that, and we'll do a special shout-out to Sonic. Today he was his FNG, and he got shouted out on the roundtable. That kid's got a full weekend already.
Absolutely.
Yeah, brother, it was awesome having you on the call. Just thanks again for all your diligent hard work. I know we don't tell each other thank you enough. Just thank you for everything.
Absolutely. I'll come up and see you soon, and we'll get Pat's or Gino's, whichever one you prefer.
Awesome. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next week. Aye.
Aye. You still there, C-SPAN?